Okay, so you folks are looking really good. We have to be careful to allow you to stay within the capacity of your body to assimilate this experience. And it's okay for some of you to just listen to what we do and either just do a nice little clearing or read in between, because these exercises are very powerful. In some respects, we're doing a lot of what we would do over a weekend, we're doing in one day. Now, many of you are more advanced and you're able to handle it. Find some amusement. And so what we're going to do now is explore some very powerful personal and global healings. During the next break is probably the last reasonable chance you'll have to email Gloria a question if you have it. And even that's pushing it a bit, but if you'd like to do that, give it a shot. Okay, so please be in the center of your head. First and second chakras at 10%, third at 50 or 35, depending upon your gender. Fourth and fifth at about 50, sixth and seventh as wide open as you can comfortably. So let's see if you can go straight to the causal level where your soul is. Let's say go to the second subplane of the causal. Let this energy come to you. It's really quite high. There you go, nice, quite high energy. Say hello to your soul. Now we're going to go up from there all the way to the third subplane of the Atmic and give a healing to the physical plane, to the physical body. So before we go up, ask your soul what physical healing it would like to facilitate for you. Okay, so from the second, be at the second subplane of the causal. Let this energy come to you and match it. And now go up a subplane to the first subplane of the causal. And moving now to the next octave or plane, we're moving up to the seventh subplane of the Buddhic. And now to the sixth subplane of the Buddhic. And the fifth subplane of the Buddhic. And the fourth subplane of the Buddhic. And the third subplane of the Buddhic. The second, and the highest subplane of the Buddhic. And up in quality as well as frequency to the seventh subplane of the Atmic. And actually, you may not need to go all the way to the third subplane of the Atmic for what your soul wanted. You can stop going up when you get to the right subplane of the Atmic for you and what your soul wanted as your physical healing. So those for whom it's appropriate, move on up to the sixth subplane of the Atmic. And the fifth subplane of the Atmic. Higher isn't necessarily better. For whom it's appropriate, the fourth subplane of the Atmic. And the third subplane of the Atmic. And if it's appropriate for anyone, on up to the second subplane of the Atmic. And again, if appropriate, on up to the first subplane of the Atmic. Hopefully you've stopped at the optimal subplane for your healing. We're going to sit for a good 7 minutes, letting this healing take place. Okay. Join the march back down when we come to whatever level you're at. So if you're at the first atmic level, go down to the second. And from the second, go down to the third. Let these energies come out to you and then match them. And the third, go down to the fourth. And the fourth, down to the fifth. The fifth down to the sixth. The sixth down to the seventh. From the seventh atmic, you move down one subplane and into the next plane or quality, the highest sublevel of the Buddhic. The second sublevel of the Buddhic. The third sublevel of the Buddhic. Fourth sublevel of the Buddhic. The fifth sublevel of the Buddhic. And the sixth sublevel of the Buddhic. The seventh sublevel of the Buddhic. And into the causal realm with your soul. Let a beam of light from the causal realm go into the center of your head, where it becomes permanently resident as a neutral, open, engagement and player in your everyday life. Say hello to your new body. Find some amusement and say hello to anyone who might have any interest. And let them know that your body has shifted. And let's take 10 minutes and we'll do our last session of the day.